Welcome to Comically Comics, your one-stop listen to all things comics. We're talking books, movies, TV shows, video games, and more. I must forewarn you, though, we are a spoiler cast, and what that means is we consider all properties, past, future, and present, to be valid, and we will spoil the hell out of them. I'm your host, Michael, along with my two co-hosts, Richard and Jeremy, and with all that being said, let's get started.
All right, it is Sunday, April 19th, and we are back, but not with Daredevil. We're taking a little break.
I'm not ready.
I was going to say, I saw the look on your face, and I was like, okay, yeah. Pause. Pause for the cause.
Well, yeah, we have to touch on Secret Wars is what we got to do, okay? We're on the road to Doomsday via Time Runs Out, Secret Wars from Jonathan Hickman. So we had to get back to that. We have a schedule here, y'all. We have to stay on task and on time, okay? We'll double up on Daredevil next week. It'll be great.
Time is literally running out.
Time is literally running out. Speaking of Daredevil, just real quick, did either of y'all watch the episode this past week?
No, I did not.
I can't tell if Jeremy said yes or no.
I said no.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. No, okay. I have not either. So that's cool. We're all on the same page. That's kind of funny, actually. So time runs out. We're on Avengers issue number 37. This is titled Archangel. There's a good bit of stuff that's going on, but not all at the same time, which I feel like is a recurring thing. We get a nice little surprise at the end of the issue, which I think was like the big reveal. I was pretty excited to see that. Jeremy, what was your whelming of this issue?
I will say pleasantly whelmed, but mainly for the cover page.
Jesus. I'm assuming Captain Marvel?
Right.
Ah, well. It's not even Brie Larson Marvel. Jeez.
I know. But no, overall, I got to still say I was pleasantly whelmed with this one. And I liked the, like you said, the surprise there at the end. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed reading this one, and I could follow along with it. Actually, okay. So that's always a plus for me.
Right.
Because this kind of storyline I get lost in easily, trying to keep up with everything. Even though it does the little recap stuff, I'm like, okay, well, I still don't really... Sounds good kind of thing. But yeah, I enjoyed this one.
Nice. Richard?
I wrote that I was pleasantly whelmed. I like this issue more than the other Avengers issues where it's dealing with Roberto and... all that stuff. So move the plot forward, and yeah, I was pleasantly whelmed.
I'm pleasantly whelmed with this. There's parts of this story I could totally do without, and everything that has to deal with Roberto and his Avengers so far, I'm like, no, they need to be gone.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk to them anymore. They don't exist.
Same.
Just I don't know what's going on and why. Like, there better be some big, like, at the end of this, be like, oh, that's why we had to read about them.
No, it's a bunch of busy work is what it is. is editorial was like, well, we got to have them do something while all this is going on, leading up to the big reveal of what time is running out to, and... It's just a bunch of busy work, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, in the next Avengers, there's a reveal there. And it's because of, you know, them. But we'll get to that here in a minute. The issue starts off with S.H.I.E.L.D. trying to catch the Illuminati, which I thought was pretty cool. But at the same time, they threw Hawkeye to the wolves. They're like, look, we're beaming you down, Arrow Man, and if you don't come back, we didn't lose anything. So.
Yeah, right? I wrote there, I was like, what a hell of an entrance for the lamest Avenger.
My biggest note for all this was when they get down there and they see this, like, 3D hologram of Beast, Hank McCoy, and Bruce Banner, Hulk, playing chess, and it's on like a repeat until like a chess piece moves, and it's moved by Steve Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And my note was, and then there's just this whole pre-recorded message from Beast. I'm like, Hank McCoy's a boss. He just he calls yeah. everything like it was, even those percentages out there and everything. And I'm like, Hank McCoy's a boss. He's the man.
Yeah, yeah. Out for that, I was just like, damn, Beast got Steve's number. Like, literally.
Yeah, 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 100%.
I thought that was cool. I want to know how a hologram can be physical, though. I get that this is like, you know, Avengers. Like, this is where a world where a man can, like, shrink down to the size of an ant and so on and so forth. So I was just like, how does that work exactly?
I took it as, like, the Stark tech that we've seen in, like, the MCU, where, like, Tony sat there and would take Jarvis and he'd flick things and he, like, it was almost like a... almost like a Xbox Kinect, it would know where you were kind of thing, and it would be like that. That's how I took it.
I got you. I can't remember if they showed him yet in this, but I was trying to remember on the previous episodes we did on these, if this was old Cap yet and or not. And this is, in fact, old Cap. And yeah, he's head of S.H.I.E.L.D. at this point. I couldn't remember why he's after the Illuminati. It's because they erased his mind. They showed that in a little like recap.
Oh, I didn't get that at all.
Yeah, he discovered that the Illuminati was going to kill other planets, and Steve being Steve was like, no, we're not doing that. We're not monsters. And the rest of the Illuminati was like, come on, Steve, just this once, like, just this once, man. Can't you be cool? And he didn't, so... they were like, do it, Doctor Strange. And he just like, and erased his mind.
That's the technical term for it, huh? That's all he had to do in No Way Home was just, nah.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't get that at all. I'm glad you explained that because, first of all, I assumed, I guess, that he was over S.H.I.E.L.D., but it never came off. Like I almost thought he was just kind of working with them. Because, you know, it was the Avengers he's hunting after and other superheroes. And then I definitely didn't get the whole he had his mind erased because they just kind of like they were talking about it later on in this issue. And they're like, did they tell you what they did to me? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, I don't agree with it, blah, blah, blah. And those other kind of jazz. And I'm like, well, clue us in, Steve. What the fuck did they do to you? Because I sure as hell don't know.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one that thought that.
Yeah. There's several things through this that's probably my complaint is the assumption of what you know going into certain scenes, especially like the previously on and like the next issue where they're showing Reed talking to the Black Swan. And I'm like, who's this chick? What are we doing here? Why should I know this kind of thing? And then it's not really letting you know why you should know this.
Yeah. So it's Hickman. Like I keep saying this, he's a long form storyteller and when I say long form, he's a very long form storyteller. He will make callbacks to all the way back when he did Fantastic Four run. So like, he's just expecting you to remember everything.
Well, Hickman, you need to get together, man. We got to talk, man.
I appreciate the previously on, I feel like, gave you enough context clues, but maybe it didn't since y'all didn't really pick up on it. But I thought it did. But
the next scene we get is United Nations talking about like S.H.I.E.L.D., Illuminati, the Cabal, like how they... these secret societies, they know things and whatnot like that. And there was a secret council that was also there. And Terrax,
the destroyer. I don't know. Let me find.
Terrax.
Terrax, the truly enlightened. That's what it says on here.
What? Sure. Terrax, nonetheless, he's like the spokesperson for the Cabal at the Security Council, which I question those methods there. But I guess it's better than Thanos of like, hey, this guy tried to get rid of all of us at one point in time. just to get laid. So maybe we shouldn't talk to him about this, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
But yeah, Steve had heard enough at one point in time, and I kind of wish we had seen this where they're talking about it after the fact. And Sue's like, and then after he made his statement, you helped him out by trying to kill him right there on stage. And I was like, oh, well, Steve, you might want to get that anger in check there, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve is fucking aggro in this. Especially with, like, how he tells Captain Marvel, where he's like, next time you show up here, if you don't have anything to report on where the location of the Illuminati and Tony Stark is, then I don't want to hear from you. And I'm like, bro, let's take a breath for a second.
Well, he's like, you better have something to report, even if it's nothing. Like, what the fuck is that? What kind of demand is that? Nothing new, sir. Carry on.
When Captain Marvel shows up, my note was, oh, Lord, here we go. Because I just heard Jeremy in my head.
Woo! What's your favorite Captain Marvel, Jeremy? Like, this is an all-black costume, kind of got the mohawk going on here. Is it just all variations of Captain Marvel, or is there a certain one?
I mean, there's just too many to choose from.
It's like Iron Man armors. There's just too many.
Not too many good ones. I don't know. I've never been crazy about the short hair type.
So, yeah.
I like the longer hair, but I mean the super suit thing, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I like the all black. I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I do think it's cool. I like the shield versions of their costumes. It's pretty cool.
I wrote that it looks like she has a mullet.
Yeah, I could see that.
And how do you feel about that, Richard?
It's terrible. I'll be honest with you. No hate. Who's the artist? Mike Didio or Didato? This is terrible. This art's terrible in this issue.
Well, I wonder if he was having to like appeal to whatever Captain Marvel series was going on at the time. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's not, or she's not even the worst. I'm referring to all of Steve's faces drawn. And honestly, coming up, we'll see Sue. I don't want to spoil that since you're kind of leading us that way, but we see Sue and there's like a panel, like a close up of her face, and it just looks real bad.
Nice. I was put aside with Steve because Carol reveals to him that Roberto Sunspot has bought AIM, and he's like, what?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, he bought AIM. It's what? Double taking here. How does S.H.I.E.L.D. not know that Roberto bought AIM? I don't understand this. Shouldn't they be keeping more tabs on AIM?
Captain America's old, so he gets his news from Facebook. He just scrolls through that, and if it's not on Facebook, then he does.
Keep swiping. Just keep swiping. Just keep swiping. It looks like Carol makes a comment about like keeping people with money around, and that goes back to that whole he bought AIM.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was a slight like backhand of like, shouldn't have ran Tony off, asshole. Like,
that absolutely is a little jab there to Steve.
We also find out in this altercation, or not altercation, this conversation, that Natasha and Jessica Drew?
Yeah, Drew, yeah.
Spider-Woman. They're part of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well, but they've kind of gone rogue, and so we don't know where they are right this second. And then the ending of this book is Sue going to a abandoned subway station. I don't know what this place is. Reed had to have picked it, though, because, like, who else picks this and goes there? But Sue meets up with Reed, and they have a nice embracing moment, and they're talking about the kids and what's going on, and Sue's like a double agent here, which is pretty cool, because I think this is kind of a callback to her solo series, where she was like an agent in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got like a history of being a secret agent.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that was cool. I don't remember when reading. Actually, I didn't read the Avengers. I think I read the New Avengers because it didn't have any of the Roberto stuff. I don't know. Anyway, I don't remember the reveal of her being a double agent. So I was like, ah, that's cool. That caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see that coming. So I was like, that's really cool. Because at first I was like, okay, wait, is this actual? Like that is she really like this? And yeah, so it just kept going. And I was like, oh, okay, so yeah, like it's a full on act. And I was like, that was really cool. Definitely didn't see that coming.
Yeah, same. But I for whatever reason, when I've been reading comics lately, like I really love to see a powerhouse couple. I don't know what it is. I just really enjoy reading couples that are like they're the real powerhouse. They're the real team. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else is like in trouble kind of thing. So yeah. I love seeing Sue and Reed kind of like doing this whole double agent spy, whatever stuff together. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I do like when there's like a power couple dynamic. Like that's why I liked T'Challa and Storm.
Oh yeah,
I thought they were a really cool power couple.
Yes,
Gambit and Rogue, I think, are the power couple for the X-Men.
Check out if you like that kind of stuff. Check out Jed McKay's Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
It's Strange and Clea. And like they even kind of like test their marriage, but still, like it's oh man, it's fantastic. It's great.
I gotta be honest with you, I'm not a big Doctor Strange fan. I don't really like magic a lot.
Yeah, I think his deals with a lot more of like emotions and like thought provoking things than necessarily just magic. Like there's one single story that's about like Doctor Strange and Dormammu just walking on Earth. And oh, just talking cool. about how, like, Doctor Strange is essentially just keeps beating Dormammu kind of thing. Like, it's a really cool issue. I really like it. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
I just had one teeny tiny thing. The message that Sue delivers to Reed from his daughter, Val, it says, "Dad, you can't win. Time to start figuring out how not to lose."
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm bringing that up is that will be echoed constantly from here on out until the end of Secret Wars. So I just wanted to point that out because that is a thing that I think Reed says, I think Doom says at some point. So, yeah.
So until the end of Secret Wars or until the end of time runs out?
I'm pretty sure it's a phrase that Reed will repeat to Val at some point in Secret Wars.
Oh, cool. Okay. Nice.
So that again, it's Hickman's long form. So he's hoping you'll remember this moment. So I'm trying to just put a pin in it so we can remember it for later. Mostly for Jeremy.
That you know, pin's not gonna. It's a faulty pin.
All right, let's talk about some Doctor Doom and whatnot like that. New Avengers number 26. This is called Cages. And we get to catch up on Tony Stark, where he's at, what's going on with him. We finally get caught back up with Doom and Molecule Man. We go to Necropolis, and I'm probably butchering that. And again, more just Tony Stark stuff.
Just real quick, it's Necropolis.
Necropolis. I didn't see an R. I didn't write it down, though, probably. Right. So thank you. Jeremy, what is your whelming on that?
This one, I'm just... whelmed. I think really like it's the I mean I like the Doom stuff in this one, but like to me I feel like the New Avengers stuff, they seem more jumbled to me. Like it just it doesn't have a real good flow necessarily. I again, that may just be me trying to make sense of everything, and so I guess that's kind of foreshadowing of the next one, but or the whatever, the last one. But it's okay. It's just, I don't know, it's very choppy to me and just doesn't seem to flow very well. So it's hard for me to kind of stay in the story.
I got you.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, though, wasn't New Avengers all about Reed and them running from S.H.I.E.L.D. and then Avengers was all about Roberto and the ex-Neleos, and now they've swapped, like... comics, essentially. I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, because we thought it was weird that, like, all the big top, you know, the Illuminati and stuff were not in the Avengers book, that they were in the new Avengers book.
Right.
Because Roberto's over the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's why he's in the Avengers book. And plus, the next issue we talked to, Avengers 38, is right back to bullshit Roberto stuff.
Yeah, because the reason why I was just making sure I wasn't forgetting that, because that was the only reason why I liked the last issue, is because it really didn't deal with Roberto. And then they bait and switched us and brought Roberto into this one. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, but it wasn't long, though. It was just a little bit.
I wrote I was whelmed because I don't give a shit about Pod or this team at all. I don't care about them.
Well, we're not talking about Pod yet.
You're right. I'm sorry. I have my notes in the wrong order. Wah, wah. I'll hit that for you. All right. So we're on New Avengers issue 27. That's the 20, note that I'm on.
26. 28.
Whatever. Something.
Cages.
We're on, why do I have triage here? Where the fuck is Cages? There's Cages. All right. I wrote I was pleasantly welcomed. Spoilers for the next one. I loved all the Doom stuff and Valeria interacting with one another.
Yes.
So anyway, I feel really dumb right now, but it's okay.
No, it's fun. I think we all got a good laugh. I have to say, I'm pleasantly whelmed as well. I like finding out where Tony is, even though that was kind of disappointing for me. I really like the Valeria Doom stuff, because I feel like that's something you really don't see a lot when it comes to Doom, is an interaction like that. And
you get a lot of that, like Valerian Doom, because he named her. So he almost sees her like his daughter.
That's what I'm saying, though, is that, like, whenever somebody's interacting with Doom, like, you're not, like, my notes were, Valeria's the only one that could say that to Doom.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That was my notes, and that's what I was getting at, is, like, nobody else can talk to Doom like Valeria can.
No, yeah, no. Anyone else, he would vaporize.
that's what I was getting. I agree with you, is that, like, you just don't see this kind of interaction a lot outside of Valeria.
It's my biggest disappointment for the MCU. I'm going to assume they're going to make Franklin and Doom have the relationship that Valeria and Doom have in the comics, but I like Doom and Valeria more. I know she's not his kid, but I like the idea that Doom's like a daddy's or a daughter daddy or whatever the term is. Like, he's a girl daddy.
Yeah, he's a girl dad. this is the one where the previously on threw me off. Reed was talking to the Black Swan. It was confusing to me. We talked about that a second ago. It cuts right into, though, the Black Swan talking to Tony, and he's like in a cage. And I just didn't really care about this dialogue at all. I think it was trying to build on, like, Tony being Tony, but, like, I already know how Tony is, so I didn't need that.
Yeah. This is one of those, like, so many people, myself included, back when the Black Swans first appeared in the Avengers book. And since y'all are able to get a better look at this Black Swan, because they all look different from, they're not technically the same. But a lot of people speculated that she was Sue from, like, an alternate universe. And she looks like Sue, but she is not. Like, she's got a weird sounding name.
I was going to say that I could see, like, a Sue or even a Valeria. I thought you were going to say something like magic as well, because I could see, like, Ilyana Rasputin or whatever in there. But that's cool. So there's more than one Black Swan. They call her Black Swan, so I thought that was her name, but there's actually, like, a crew of them.
Yes, Black Swan is a, I want to say in this issue, I've read them all back to back, so it's all sort of merged together. It's in one of the issues coming up. It's not this one. But we'll see when she was a child and the incursion happened, she got sucked into the whatever, the ivory tower, the ivory pillars, whatever they're calling it. And she was greeted by the other black swans. And you see one of them, it looks like a Shi'ar person.
Okay.
But they all like, they get this new power and they become like monochrome because she didn't originally wasn't like gray with like gray hair and black clothes and red eyes. She was like a little blonde girl.
Okay. And I think one of the biggest things, though, is that I think this is the first time we've heard the name Rabam Allah mentioned in this story. And apparently she is associated with that character.
Yeah. And that's kind of what the whole point of this time runs out. It reveals who that is. It's kind of disappointing.
Who it is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just like how it gets revealed.
Okay.
I was going to say, we don't know who it is yet, right?
I mean, I do.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Y'all don't. Okay. So normal people don't know who it is right now.
Yes. Right. No. Yeah. You shouldn't know who this is.
Okay.
I looked this up because I was curious to know, because I noticed that Hickman, the ex Nelios, is like, it's Latin for like, from nothing or something like that. So I was curious to know the Rabam Allah. It's Arabic and it's like a play on the phrase Lord of all or sustainer of everything.
Oh, interesting. So
I thought that was cool considering who eventually it'll be revealed right. Who that is.
And the title they take up. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm kind of jealous of you, Jeremy.
Not finding this out like for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Fuck off. The next scene we get is Valeria and Doom, and this was probably my favorite interaction out of the whole thing. And like I said, my biggest note was the only person that can tell Doom he can't win is Valeria. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand it was a you can't win, so, you know, don't lose kind of thing. Like, it wasn't telling Doom he couldn't, but at the same time, like, nobody comes and tells Doom he can't do something.
Yeah.
Like, that is a fuck off moment.
Yeah, like Doom would literally be like, no one tells Doom what to do. What I wrote a note. I was like, someone better keep an eye on that Bentley kid. Like, he was way too ready to throw in with Dr. Doom.
He was smitten.
Like, he was just instantly like, hey, Doom, I got this cool plan. I'm like, bro, that kid's gonna be trouble.
Man is just looking for an internship, okay? He's just wanting a foot in the door. He's really young and ambitious.
It's all about who you know.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Can you imagine being at a job interview and you have Dr. Victor Von Doom listed as like one of your references?
Bet he didn't get told no.
Yeah, right. You call him up and it's like, hello, this is Doom. It's like, hi, do you know a Bentley? Yes. He was quite, you know, whatever. I don't know. He's like, he's quite competent. I loved working with him all the time.
It was a shame to see him go.
Yeah, exactly.
But proud of him to explore new ventures.
Yeah.
From there, Valeria telling Doom that, like, he can't win, so, be, you know, try not to lose. He takes that message and goes to talk to the Mad Thinker and talking to Molecule Man. Molecule Man looks like he is losing his damn mind. Uh-huh. Like, the gibberish that we see him talking, not only here, but in a later issue, and then just, like, the way he's drawn, I'm like, this dude mentally is being split.
Yeah, Molecule Man's kind of crazy to begin with. It's kind of how they, like, can nerf his powers. Because, like, essentially Molecule Man's the most powerful person probably in the MCU. And, like, short of, like, the one above all kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But because he's crazy, he doesn't really quite know how to effectively use that power.
Got you. Okay. From there, we go to Necropolis. We see this the whole time at the beginning of this, when we're talking about Tony, there were these two characters in suits that were trying to infiltrate Necropolis. And we catch up to them now. there. We see Corvus Glaive and Proxima Midnight. They're kind of like staking things out on guard duty, doing a really bad job. Not a really bad job, but they're not doing the best. And these two dressed up characters make their way to Tony's cage. And we find out that it's Natasha and Jessica. And they start talking to Tony. And they're going to offer to help him to get out. But Tony's like, of course I need to be saved, but I'm not wrong. Like, this shit needed to happen. So, like, I'm sticking by that. Uh-huh. And they're like, okay, you're nuts. We can't bring you out. Like, sorry.
Yeah, because he's still... I forget what goes on with him in this story, to be 100% honest with you. I'm not a big Iron Man fan. Like, I like him in the movies, but comic book Iron Man, I don't really like all that much. Especially at this point in time, because he had that whole axis where he was, like, a bad guy.
Right.
I cannot remember what happens with him here. Like, why he's there to begin with. Like, what happens after the fact. Like, I just do not remember.
Well, they showed him the reason he's in the cage is he took on the Black Order.
Did he? Okay.
That's what they were showing in, like, I can't remember what pages it was, but there's a couple of panels that show him taking on Terrax and I want to say, like, Corvus Glaive and Proxima Midnight. And he was in this, like, Hulkbuster style.
Oh, yeah. That was him. My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Reading comprehension. That's it's very low today for me.
But it's like a superior Iron Man Hulkbuster style suit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's silver, but it's really big. And it looks like he just got beat. And so they just captured him and put him in and locked him up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the idea that it is Jessica and Natasha. They're both spies. So mm-hmm. I like the idea that they're the ones doing spy shit, sneaking in and infiltrating, if you will. I don't know what their weird like suits are because like they don't normally use those suits other than it's just a way to hide their identity for this big like page reveal of like, oh, it's Jessica Drew Jessica Drew and Natasha Romanoff.
Yeah. Like, oh, we name dropped them earlier. See? Mm-hmm. See what we did there? They're doing things.
Yeah.
That long story, whatever thing that you were talking about for him.
Long form storytelling?
Yeah, you know. Long story, same thing.
Long story. I like, especially in this end with Tony, you can really see the Doom comparison there. That I feel like they're going to try and spin in the movie where like he's talking about you come back on your knees, you're begging. I'm the only one that can save us all, blah, blah, blah. Like very much like I'm the God, I'm the savior, I'm the whatever kind of thing, which is like how Doom really talks as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They both have like a God complex.
Yeah.
At the end, I just wrote, I was like, damn, what a crash out. Like talking about Tony, like just, being like, you'll come back on your knees begging.
It kind of makes me think of Linus from the end of The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. And Lucy crashes out on him. And he's like, I stayed up here all night for a beagle. It was a beagle. And then she goes and leaves. And he goes, oh, no, no, you'll see. He'll come. He'll bring all the presents. He'll do it.
That's funny. All right. That's it for me on this one.
Jeremy? Yeah, I'm good. Like I said, this one was just, I don't know. It was very, this one and the next one. We'll keep moving.
Since you said that, Avengers 38 origin sites, there's a big meeting that goes on. There's a lot of like backstory kind of, that we find out that I don't think makes anything special. And then has this cliffhanger at the end that I'm like, what? So Jeremy, what's your whelming of this issue?
I was underwhelmed of this one. I mean like the first like half going through that, like with the whole, whatever he is or she is or thing is and we are thing going on. I was like, I literally was like, my wife was sitting next to me while I was reading it. And I go, the heck is happening? Like, while I'm going through this, I'm like, I don't know. Am I missing something? And then, I don't know. It was just, this one just felt all over the place. And to really no resolution there. Like, I don't know. It just seemed like a whole bunch of garble goop just thrown in there. And like, I don't know. I did not care for this one.
You, sir, were not alone. I didn't know what the fuck a pod was either.
Yeah.
even second time around, like skim reading, I still don't know what the fuck a pod is. So, Richard, what's your whelming on this?
Well, you already got it, but I'll repeat it again because this is the one that I screwed up. I said I was whelmed by this because I just don't care about pod and I don't care about this team at all. Yeah. Full stop. I don't care. Yeah, this is one of those, I don't know, because like Hickman wrote this one, he wrote the other one. He's doing all this stuff leading up to it, and I feel like some of this is just filler because he's got to have something in each one of these books. And Pod is a device that we saw the Builder, I think, and the ex-Neelio, he's like sending a seed to like seed Earth.
Mm.
And then it pops out and it's Pod. And then Pod finds this little like Finnish girl and he like almost like a symbiote attaches himself to her. And then now she is we. Like Venom and they are now Pod. And all that is just to explain Pod. And it's just like, okay, cool. Don't care. Moving on. Bye.
Oh, fuck Pod. Yeah. this is, I don't know. I'm with you. I think I'm with Jeremy. I think I'm underwhelmed by this. Like, I echo a lot of what you're saying, Richard. Like, I don't give a fuck about this team. I don't give a fuck what Roberto's doing. I don't even think Roberto knows what he's doing. And it's just, it's all story. It's all story. There's hardly, and it makes no sense to me. Like, especially the ending. I'm like, where the fuck did this come from?
Yeah. And a lot of it is, like, a bunch of characters that are just newly created by Hickman. So it's a lot of fucking...
Who?
Like, I made a smart... Like, I mostly made smart-ass comments towards stuff that, like, Roberto was saying. When Roberto's, like, standing in this weird Avenger game meeting room with the long table, and he's like, all right, let's get started. Some of you may know one another, some of you don't, but we'll skip the introduction for a bit later. And I was like, no, I would really appreciate the introduction here, Roberto. I would really like to know who the fuck these people are.
mentioning that real quick, I'm reading the trades digitally, mm-hmm. and I like how when they're doing each chapter that they show a splash page that I'm pretty positive was in the comics. And it shows all the characters that they're like interacting with,
mm-hmm.
but it only colors in the ones who's that there? Are relevant yeah. to that issue. And I'm like, that's cool. I like yeah. that.
Yeah. It's in the individual issues as well. I just don't feel like scrolling back to it because I'm lazy.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I do appreciate that though. I like modern comics started doing, I forget when they did that, like the 2012s or something. I forget when they started doing it, but I appreciate it. I also kind of wish they'd do more of like things to catch you up to speed with some of these characters. But I get with Hickman, there's like a shitload of like, who the fuck is this person? Who the fuck is that person? Like, so it would just be, I don't know, 20 pages of just like trying to keep you up to speed.
Hickman's like, go back and read my last 12 years of writing.
Yeah, in all seriousness, that is how he writes. You jest, but that is seriously how he writes.
So my first note, because we talk Pod arrives, and there's this back and forth confusing-ass story about what Pod is and where Pod's from and what Pod's doing. And my note was, who and what is Pod? Which kind of gets answered by the end of the issue, but at the same time... Not, and Richard, you've already summed it up. It's, you know, the seed thing and the Finnish girl.
Mm-hmm.
Savage Land meeting that you were talking about a second ago, that honestly, that went nowhere about nothing until we get to a point where we see Roberto's connection with the Illuminati. And he's actually talking to Beast, which I thought was kind of interesting. I was like, really? Beast needs Roberto? Like, he's got what Beast needs? Like, that, I don't know, that throws me off a little bit. Maybe Xavier's funds have dried up? I don't know.
Yeah, I took it more as, like, Beast is, this is while Beast is still being hunted by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm assuming he's like, I can't do this, but because I'm limited to being in the shadows, so you can just do this freely without S.H.I.E.L.D. being up your ass.
I got you. So, like, task work kind of thing. I got you. Okay, I got you. And we find out that Roberto has met up with Natasha and Jessica, and so, like, now they're kind of, like, helping out with AIM and whatnot like that. They wanted to keep the whole Tony thing under wraps, and I don't quite understand that either.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it's because everyone's looking for Tony, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I was wondering the same thing, and yeah, I don't know. The whole thing was kind of weird. I mean,
I do like the clarification in this meeting where the last time we reviewed Secret, this whole story, Roberto called these kids zebras.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, shit, Roberto, that's a little racist.
Yeah.
No, their fucking names are Zebra Kids. Like, that's
the Zebra Twins.
Zebra Twins. Yeah.
He says it before it's revealed that they're called the Zebra Twins, and I was like, wow, here we go again, Roberto, with the hard Z. Like, what are we doing, man?
So, I don't feel much better about Roberto, but I'm like, okay, well, at least he's not a racist mutant. That's good.
When he was talking about the plan, about how, like, we're going to figure out who's causing these incursions, and we're going to go and we're going to punch the problem to death.
When somebody questioned him on that and was like, or not on that specifically, but he was like trying to explain, like, punching the problem to death. And they're like, no, you idiot. Like, we're talking about this, actually. He's like, my bad. But they start talking about this site in Kobe. And I don't know what, like, all the entities form this ball thing, and it's overrun, like, it's part of The Last of Us with these vine things everywhere, and I don't know what the fuck is going on or why it matters.
All you need to know is the very last page where they make an army. Like, that's all you need to know. This is one of those. The Ex Nihilo are also known as the Gardeners, and they sent a seed which hatched out Pod, but it also created this weird jungle thing because it's supposed to, like, create new life. And they put, I don't know, this per. I'm trying not to spoil it, or do you want me to spoil it anyway?
No, go ahead and spoil it. We're there.
It's Shang-Chi. They make an army of Shang-Chis, which I was like, he doesn't have the Ten Rings at this point. They didn't make him, like, the movie Shang-Chi. So he is just Shang-Chi, master of Kung Fu. So essentially, we have an army of just Kung Fu fighters. And I'm like, that would normally work, like, if you're going up against, like, normal guys. But, like, if you're fighting, I don't know, Captain America and the other Avengers, they're just going to, like, Thor could wipe out Shang-Chi, like, an army. I don't care. Like, it's the, whatever, the 100 men versus gorilla thing. Like, it is, it's like, one Thor could take out 1,000 Shang-Chis.
Right, but S.H.I.E.L.D.'s also sending Hawkeye in first, so I think they've got Hawkeye.
Yeah, okay. Hawkeye take out maybe, like, 50 of them or something. And then he'd run out of arrows.
Poor Hawkeye. No respect. But yeah, there's an army of Shang-Chi. I don't know what the fuck the army is for. And I don't know. I just, this is why I don't like this part of the story, is because I don't see where it's going. And I hope Hickman turns it around. But from everything you keep saying, Richard, it's like, stop hoping. There's no hope. Just move on.
Yeah. A lot of this leading up to time runs out is you really don't need to know anything except for what happens on the very last page. It's a lot of just filler. Some of the things you'll need to know. There is one thing I want to put another pin in, because it will show up in Secret Wars, is Cyclops shows up while Roberto is talking with Beast, and Cyclops says, I've heard the multiverse is ending. He's like, I've got a plan for that as well. I have a Phoenix egg.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, maybe time for me to like get back in the game or something. I forget exactly what he says, but I was like, okay, that's cool. They at least put that seed there for it to show up in Secret Wars.
Yeah.
The last thing I have is just another smartass comment where Roberto's like explaining all this nonsensical shit about their plan to a character called Manifold. And the whole interaction was just funny because it honestly made me think of like Jeremy reading this, because the guy was like, okay, wait, hang on. I'm lost. I have no idea what the fuck is going on right now. Could you please explain some of this to me? And I just wrote, same, Manifold, same.
Well, and then Roberto's like the smart ass comment of, well, if you'd paid attention to the room, you'd see here's Natasha and Jessica. And it's like, and?
Yeah.
And Roberto?
I feel like it's Hickman talking to the reader. He's like, if you read my other issues, you would know all this.
We did! We did, Hickman! Well, on to the next issue.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Sorry. New Avengers number 27, Triage. We get the Black Priest in this issue. There's a nice little fight that goes down. We get some more Doom in this as well. And people making like plans for more action. So kind of a fun issue, honestly, for me anyways. What do you think, Jeremy?
I will say I was whelmed with this one. It was kind of interesting seeing... Yeah, kind of the other players, characters that had been in there previously, like Thor kind of coming into it and like his little, I guess, reveal. But still kind of like I said, as before, with this one being like the new Avenger stuff, it's still kind of jumbly to me. But that's just me trying to understand it. But like I said, I was whelmed with this one, and it was still an interesting read.
All right, Richard?
I wrote, I was whelmed? Question mark? Because this was the most confusing issue for me. Like, it was a lot of nonsensical exposition.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that, yeah. I was pleasantly whelmed, and it was only just because of, like, the fighting.
Yeah.
And then like there was two reveals that were kind of fun to see. And then there's some artwork that I have beef with though, but overall I was pleasantly wound. The issue starts off with the Temple of the Black Priests. We have Starbrand and Nightmask and Abyss opening what looks like a portal type thing, with the Neos coming out and they're going to take on these Black Priests. But to Jeremy's point, they talked about a fight where they've already taken on Black Priests and won. And I'm like, why the fuck didn't we see that, Hickman? Where are you at? Like, why are we doing this?
What are you talking about? What? I don't know what you mean.
There was like there was commentary. And this takes me to one of my first notes where, Thor and Hyperion come in through a portal. So you've got the Neos coming in and there's like already some fight going on and they're explaining the power of the Black Priest of like how they spell something like letter per letter and it causes this magical thing to happen. And so they're trying to like keep them from spelling words.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Hyperion and Thor come through the portal as well. And it's like they all of a sudden, they're like, okay, hold on, time out. We got to get Thor and Hyperion in. So let's stop the fighting for us. Just give us 2 minutes, okay? Just 2 minute time out so we can get them up to speed. And there's talk right there about how they've taken on a black priest or whatever, and they won, and now it's like they're taking on all of them though this time.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
And I'm like, what? Like, how did we? Why did we miss that? Why are you taking this? Why are you moon knighting us?
Oh, no. That's a good point. Maybe it was in one of the Thor issues. Thor, I don't think, had a run Maybe. Going on at this point. But, yeah, I see your point now. I understand. I'm with you now. Real quick, though, at the start, you know, on the previously on, if you scroll back up, that is the Black Swan is explaining her origin when she was a wee little child. And I don't know. There's 1, 2, 3. It's the third panel. You'll see like a Shi'ar woman in black and white touching like a portal, and it's all glowy. And then there's like a weird Cthulhu monster hovering over a little child. That's this Black Swan as a child.
Oh, okay.
And then it was explaining how the Avengers fought like an evil Avengers during one of the incursions to explain where eventually this big reveal with Thor will happen.
So, funny enough, the trade does not have a previously on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have no previously on for Triage.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, like they've included some, but apparently not all of them. Because I had one for Origin Sites, and I had one for Cages.
Gotcha.
But not Triage. Weird.
That is weird.
Well, I feel like I missed out.
One of the things also, since you mentioned the Black Priest, they look like some sort of Doctor Who villain. Like, they look like there's an old episode of Doctor Who where it's in, like, I don't know, like I'm really terrible with my history, but maybe like in the 50s or 60s when they were building the Empire State Building, and one of the Daleks merges with a human. And he comes out, and he has almost the same exact head as these like black priest helmets that they're wearing.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. That's cool. I wonder if we'll get like a version of Black Priest or something like that in like this Doomsday movie. I don't think we'll get these spell-wielding whatevers, but I think we'll get something like this, something to affect like this, like just a cult following.
If anything, it's going to be the Black Swans, I would assume.
So do you think it'll have as much, won't have necessarily as much to do with Doctor Strange then?
I don't want to answer that. So...
Okay.
Again, everything's all rumors now, but like there's a lot of things that have come out, and there's a lot of talk of like masks and whatnot like that, and certain features on masks, and it's like I wonder if they're gonna like use this idea as like a concept but change it into something else and maybe combine two groups kind of thing. So
Really wish they'd released that trailer.
Oh, the one at CineCon?
I'll take anything at this point. I'll take a flip book that someone sketched.
There's one out there. It's from CinemaCon. So yeah, no, I know. I wish they'd go ahead and put it out.
Yeah, I've read all the stuff. But I'm like, I really like, where's the trailer, man? Anyway.
I gotta hear that Downey voice. I gotta know, because like I've heard everybody's imitation of it, and I'm like, oh fuck no,
yeah,
I don't like this.
I'm very dubious as well.
Like, is it Bane's voice?
Anyway.
Back to the issue at hand. We're doing our pause or timeout to let Thor and Hyperion know what's going on, and we're about to tag them in so they can be in the game. And Thor's basically like, fuck this, it's now or never. And he pulls Mjolnir out. He's like, at once I was unworthy, but I think I'm worthy now. And he becomes Thor again, which is pretty cool. Although his like big splash page reveal, he kind of looks like a turtle that's head's like halfway out of its shell.
The art is so bad.
It is bad.
It looks so bad. And he's no longer Thor. He's Thor with two R's. The legally distinct Thor with two R's. Thor-er. He's Thor-er.
So who changed the wording on his on Mjolnir?
That's not his Mjolnir. That previously on shows did battle with another Thor that was evil, that was basically unworthy, which is why he's able to wield this Mjolnir.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I knew that this was at a time where, like, Jason, like, for people who are listening, we did a review of Jason Aaron Thor, the God Butcher story, whenever Thor...
Terrible movie.
Love and Thunder was coming out.
Yeah.
So that whole story of Jason Aaron takes you all the way down to when he becomes unworthy. And then Jason Aaron writes a story of, I forget her name now, Jane Foster taking up the mantle of Thor. And then it tells her whole story of being Thor. So that's kind of what's lead us to this point. And that's what Thor's talking about as far as being unworthy and whatnot like that. So I knew about that stuff, but I did not know that that's how he got that other. Again, just like, where's all these fights, Hitman? I want the fights. Quit giving me these stupid-ass stories in the office with Roberto and his peoples. Give me the fights.
Well, that one is in an earlier... If you're reading the Avengers issues, like the early on where they're discovering the incursions and they're having to go to those planets, it's in one of those.
Oh, gotcha. That's why he's been like just holding on to it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Cool. So Thor starts coming in and they're just blasting these black priests. And like, does Thor kill one of these guys? Like, it looks like he just like zaps him with the hammer. And
I think he kills like a shitload of them. I don't think he just kills one. It looks like he electrifies, like, I don't know, a dozen? More than a dozen?
Well, I know there was one panel in particular. It was like, it looked like it was just one guy. But maybe maybe I was looking at it wrong. And then, like, later on, there's another panel when they start talking about the eye. Mm-hmm. And then they like, right before they start talking about the eye, though, like, they all buzzed green. And I'm like, what the fuck happened here? What is going on? And so I didn't think that was from Thor, but am I wrong?
You may be right. Now that I see it, it is technically a different color. Their powers are green. Thor's is like that whitish blue. So, yeah, but there is a like that panel where he blows up the one. There's like, I don't know, eight standing behind him or something. Like, so I'm assuming those guys got atomized as well.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, I think you're right. But the eye comes out and basically halts everybody to go and talk to Thor. And then we get the reveal that the eye is actually Stephen Strange. Were y'all expecting that?
No, definitely not. Like, I mean, I was just... But that shouldn't be a surprise for me. But anyways, I was not... I was not expecting that. And I thought that was really cool. And, I mean, well, like... Obviously, it was like a, like, well, okay, what's happening moment there. But than kind of hearing it more. It was interesting to see what all that entails and kind of comes about from that.
I don't think I remember, but it kind of makes sense since he's all about the, like, the Eye of Agamotto and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So that makes more sense. Again, it's the same kind of like with Jessica Drew and Natasha. They're wearing outfits that they normally wouldn't wear so that they can reveal, oh, it's me. Like, that's what happens here.
Yeah. Yeah. I also thought that, although I hate it when you're reading their dialogue, how they like linger on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, that's a play on like they're serving the eye, and so they're gonna linger on the eyes and like right and stuff like that.
Like, they're like the little Martians in Toy Story. The claw, look, it moves.
We then from there go to another scene where we got Victor and Molecule Man again, and Molecule Man's going even further in. Like, we're talking about lies being truths, truths being lies, what's real, what's fake, what's founded. Molecule Man's wearing a Doom mask at this point in time.
He made it. He just, like, made it out of molecules and just puts it on because he's...
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Like, he's hiding in that corner.
Yeah.
And he just made it out of the air, essentially. Wow. Because he's Molecule Man, and yeah, he's just, I just wrote, I was like, man, Owen Reese really is certified banana pants crazy. Like,
I feel like this whole world deal that he's doing is making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I just kind of feel like we see him going down this path of insanity. But Doom then reveals that this shard he's got from the last incursion that tried to happen from another Earth has the same molecules or whatever as him, the Molecule Man.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's trying to figure out what that connection is between the two. And then Molecule Man is like, let's go on a field trip. And then just like snaps them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what? You could have left this whole time. What the fuck are you doing?
Well, he's crazy. Like... He, too, wants to figure out what's going on. So that's one of the motivations as well for him doing all this.
Oh, Molecule Man does?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, see, I didn't get that.
I don't want to spoil, because I'm pretty sure it's the next issue where all that's going to get revealed.
After that, we go back to Thor and his Avengers, or Roberto's Avengers, whatever. These people that we don't really care about. And they're meeting with Strange. And one of the things is that they're talking about the Black Priest's power and their magic and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, yeah, they use, you know, that's where we get the whole, they see a single letter, it makes a word. He's like, but I say words and I know all of them. And my comment was, he would use words instead of letters and know all of them. Like, that is Stephen Strange. He's very much an overachiever.
Yeah. I just wrote, this issue is just Strange flexing on everybody. Like, right. He's like, they know vowels. I fucking know the words, man.
And then they end with, like, basically they all have the same task. They're grouping up. They want to take out Rabam Allah as well as the Ivory Kings, which we haven't met yet, which was kind of bothersome. So, which I know we haven't heard met Rabam Allah, but we've at least heard the name. We sense that he's got power. The Black Swans are following him. It looks like the Cabal are associated because, like, the Black Swan was talking to Tony, and Corvus Glaive and Proxima Midnight were guarding Tony. So, like, there's a chain there of, like, you can tell Rabam Allah is bad. Or at least he probably is bad.
Mm-hmm.
With his company. So... But Ivory Kings, I don't know shit about.
Yeah, the Ivory Kings are really kind of the bad guys. They are the ones causing these incursions.
Mm.
Do you want me to spoil that, or do you want to wait to the reveal?
I'd say we wait. I'd say I know. I'm pretty positive I know who the villains are for the story because, like, I've just heard and whatever for years.
Yeah, I got you.
But I don't want to spoil it for, like, Jeremy.
He's like, Joy.
Yeah.
if we're not going to talk about Ramon Alon, who that is, like, I want to talk about that more than anything else.
Well, yeah, I know.
So
I just remember reading and I was like, who the fuck are these Ivory Kings? And then when it's revealed, I was like, oh, why didn't they just say who they were? Like, why did they have to hide it?
Because they're hiding everything.
Yeah.
There's probably no mask. And when you get there, it's like, oh.
Dang it. I got to move this to the front page.
Oh. That's funny. All right. Well, y'all got anything else?
I just wrote the at the end. I was like, really? A coin flip? Who do you think you are, Harvey Dent? Like, what are we doing here?
Crossing the streams.
Yep. But that's it.
Cool. Jeremy?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Awesome. Well, we'll be back with some Daredevil next week. We'll do another episode of Secret. I assume we're going to go for two episodes of Daredevil next week just to get all caught up.
Yeah.
Because we'll do Daredevil, the ending of that, and then after that's going to be the special presentation of Punisher. So I'm pretty excited for that, honestly. Like, the trailer dropped for that. Like, that's, and then, like, they're talking about the director that's doing it and how he's attached to the Southern Bastards pilot, and I'm like, so.
So if this is bad, then just, it has just shit on all of your hype.
Yeah. Yeah, it has. Yeah, it's just, yeah. Just,
but hopefully
dropped trousers and squatted and like, yeah. In the meantime, Jeremy, where can they find you at?
They can find me on Twitch under the handle Night Fury GTO. It's Night with a K, and you can find me here.
Awesome. Richard?
If you want to contact me directly, I have an X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram, a Blue Skies, and a Threads. My handle is Night Curry, Night like day and night, and Curry with a K. If you want to contact us directly, we have a Gmail. Our Gmail is comicallycomicspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to check us out on YouTube, possibly TikTok, we'll see, and Instagram, you can check us out under the name Comically Comics Podcast. And if you want to check us out on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, you can check us out under the name Comically Comics with an X.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram, eBay, and Shortbox22 underscore comics. You can also find me on YouTube at 22 comics. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed as much as you did making it. Well, that being said, say goodbye, Jeremy.
Bye, Jeremy.
Goodbye, Jeremy. Goodbye.